Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of one of my favorite books in my entire possession. It's never very far away from me because it's, as you know, Lincoln was a great man, and then Gene Greisman created this little booklet almost. It's not much bigger than a booklet, and it's just awfully handy. I use it all the time. Gene Greisman is, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. He's written a number of books, as I mentioned, and that one and others. And I've asked him to join us today for a number of reasons. First, he's going to give us a little review of the recent movie, Lincoln. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
And I'm glad to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. It's always a pleasure. When we got you scheduled on the show, you and I hadn't talked about this before, but I suspected that you of all people had gone right out to see the new movie called Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis and a bunch of other stars in it. And so I thought we'd take this segment and get you to give us a little bit of a review of what you think about the movie.
Well, first of all, I went to the movie with a little bit of trepidation because when you performed as Lincoln as many times as I have, you're going to wonder how the actor decides
right.
What choice he'll make about how he.
Well, you're a historian, and that's Hollywood. You have to be
so
careful.
I could bring two perspectives. First of all, as the person who has deeply researched Lincoln, and then two, as a person who has become Lincoln a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have to say that any misgivings I had were simply set aside. Daniel Day-Lewis gives the performance of a lifetime. It's a remarkable performance. He does become Lincoln. The truth is that both of us use a technique that's called method acting,
mm-hmm.
where, in a sense, we don't just act like Lincoln, we become Lincoln.
Wow.
And Daniel Day-Lewis does become that before your eyes. As a matter of fact, he tells a Lincoln story, an authentic Lincoln joke, which I used in the last book that I did on Lincoln and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was delightful to see how well he told it and how authentically he told it. But the movie does something quite interesting. It takes a very thin slice of Lincoln's life, i.e., the struggle to ratify the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery for all
mm-hmm.
time, focuses just on the struggle to get that passed. And in the process, you'll see a Lincoln who is different from the Lincoln that we have from folklore. He's not the all-shuck, small-town lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lincoln the politician.
And by the way, folks, don't forget, while he's trying to get this Emancipation Proclamation done, he's fighting a war for the history of the country.
That is exactly right, the bloodiest war in the history of our nation. So this is going on at the same time. He's got his own personal life going on at the same time.
Lots of drama there, too, huh?
Yes, if you're married to Mary Todd Lincoln, you've got lots of drama going on. And then you see that democracy is a very messy business. It's an untidy business. When you're having...
We just got a full dose of that over the weekend, didn't we?
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, as you know, Congress went to see this movie, so maybe they decided that they would take some cues from it.
Yeah.
But it is a messy business when everybody wants to have his or her way. In that those days, it was, well... women were involved in the process, although they weren't in Congress.
Mm-hmm. So bottom line, as we wrap up the segment, is you heartily recommend the movie.
As a matter of fact, I certainly do.
As entertainment and historical accuracy.
Yes, and it will do good for America because people will have to examine what we're all about and what our great goals are.
Well, thank you for that, Gene, because I of course, Daniel Day-Lewis is already one of the great actors of our time. We all know that. We've known that for 20 years, more than 20 years probably. But I was concerned about the historical accuracy. And ladies and gentlemen, now that Gene has told you that it's good, you should go see it. And or you could do like I do. Wait till it comes on pay-per-view and watch it there. Hey, Gene, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Gene Greisman and I will be right back. We're going to talk about what President Lincoln would think about resolutions. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.